This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Pavia keeps it. Pavia picks up the first down, and the unlikeliest of heroes has guided Vanderbilt to what will be its first ever win against number one.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Well, there's still beer left from the celebration in Nashville. Good morning, Metroplex. A Tolo Tuesday final hour of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Pepe back from the State Fair of Texas. Caitlin looks a little bit more awake today after she was hating life in our post-show meeting from her first 4 o'clock wake-up call. And we are rolling, especially after Jerry Jones just talked about the two ways to sprain nuts, taking a shot at Brian Broaddus as well, and talking about Denzel Mims being worked out by the Dallas Cowboys at wide receiver. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And it is I was driving in today. Oh, you know what?
We need to
stop down. We need to stop down and update. I had not even Jerry Jones higher on my list of priorities today than talking about my godson's Vanderbilt football team taking down Alabama. But all that is pushed to the back seat as Bobby Belt has an ice pack.
No, it's broccoli. Where did we get broccoli? Bird's eye, steam fresh broccoli florets, to be exact. Nothing. It says nothing artificial, so these are probably chia follows.
So did you go digging through the freezer just now?
Yeah, Corey Majors told me, he's like, I think there's some frozen cauliflower in there that you can put on your hand. And so
why would he have that?
Well, because Bobby threw a hissy fit at 7 a.m. this morning, and he was we were doing the first college kegger, and he went on this very, very odd, nonsensical rant about the SEC and
well, he did go there.
Of course.
He's tied to
right.
it.
He's tied to it.
It hits close to home.
It hits very close to home.
Right.
And he got so
home
upset.
School. It hits home close school. To home school.
It's so very close to home school.
Yeah. You went to Vandy, right?
And he slammed.
my family is there. And I still wouldn't throw a hissy fit if I was going off about Vandy like you petulant child.
He slammed.
Wait, let me hear it again.
In overtime. Yeah.
That sound like Tom Brady's groans.
That sound. Bobby hit what's called the hamate bone. This is
it's the Josh Young bone, isn't it?
Yes, it's the bone. Many hitters, Delano DeShields, I think, too, will on their bottom hand.
No, that's hitting the pipe.
When they swing, the knob of the bat will dig into this small bone on, if you look at your left hand, the very lower right part of your wrist is a little ball bone that kind of sticks out. And I think that's what Bobby broke. It's a very painful thing.
Oh, I'm so happy. I am so happy. And if this was anyone else on the station, not just the show, there would have already been video sent out. So we need three video clips. Bobby, hissy fit, hopefully broken hand. Jerry Jones talking about spraining nuts, and then the shot at Brian Broaddus.
You know why? If it was anybody else at the station, there already would have been video sent out. Because I'm the only one who knows who's technically savvy enough to go get it.
Caitlin.
Wow. Shots fired at
Caitlin. Caitlin, early.
I'm talking about the host.
Early proven moment. Early proven moment. If you can get those three little video clips out there, you can have this leftover broccoli.
Yeah, you can have the broccoli. So Bobby, Bobby was going off in the SEC, and that started the...
Are you being typical overreactor, or what do you think is the case?
No, it's either really bruised or I did chip something, because it's like it hurts within the side of my hand, and it's radiating down into my forearm.
We have breaking news
that Bobby has an injury. Hand.
Yeah, oh, it's literally.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we didn't ask Jerry about my availability this weekend. We should have.
Literally breaking news. Okay, so yesterday it was awesome. I was just spending the entire day watching Vanderbilt reaction. Lane Kiffin stopped his press conference as he's looking at the TV, asking the reporters, how many timeouts? Like, what's going on here? To see Paul Feinbaum and others talk about this no-name, never-mattered program. And then the Tolo sent me legend. All I knew before this was Phyllis from Mulga. Rest in peace. One of the great callers to the Paul Feinbaum show, deep, deep into the South. And here's this guy named Legend going off. There's multiple parts of this, calling it a Feinbaum after his Crimson Tide fell to the Commodores.
Paul, I'm in sports hell, brother. I'm in sports hell. I never thought I would utter these words. Vandy is my daddy. Can you believe that? Vandy is my daddy. Do you hear that, Coach DeBoer? That don't piss you off, dude. It pisses me off. It pisses me off, Coach DeBoer. And let me say this to all Alabama fans, because I've caught some flack today, and I can take it. That's why they call me the legend. I can take it. I don't mind. Everybody say what they want. It don't matter. I can take it. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I love the kitchen. So let's get that right. And get this right. I'll ride and die with the Crimson Tide. I don't care if they go back and get Mike Shula the coach. I'm going to be with Alabama every friggin' game. But that don't mean I can't be pissed at what I seen Saturday on the field. Alabama don't lose to Vandy. We don't lose to Vandy. That is friggin' pathetic, Coach DeBoer.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's even the Alabama crowd is talking about how pathetic this is, and that's the team that Choppy wanted to tell me at 7:15 was the greatest team in the history of college football.
We don't have time for your mess.
That's what he did. That's why I slammed it.
I didn't even remotely say that. Okay, all I said, and this is the truth. This past weekend. Was a good thing for the SEC. It shows how strong the conference is, and anything that says otherwise, you're just not in reality.
How did this guy nickname himself Legend?
The Legend.
The Legend.
Yeah, that's definitely somebody that he gave himself. Nobody gave him name the Legend.
Right. Part two of his rant.
40 years, dude. 40 years. Bill Curry didn't lose to Vandy. Mike DeBose didn't lose to Vandy. Mike Shula didn't lose to Vandy. 40 years. You've been here 4 weeks, and you already lost to Vandy. Strike friggin' one, dude. Strike friggin' one. The honeymoon's not only over, but we need some serious marriage counseling between me and you, dude. Let me tell you how pissed I am, Paul. Can I tell you, brother?
I wish you would. Go right ahead.
My neighbor gave me a picture of Coach DeBoer last Thursday, a signed picture, an 8x12 in a frame, and I put it in the fire pit Saturday night at midnight and set a match to it.
You burned it.
I burned it.
Now, Feinbaum's show, like, dominates there. Like, the ratings are stupid. It's crazy. I always feel like it's an odd match, but like because he tries to act like he's above those types of phone calls. Yeah. But that's what the whole show is. What they live off of.
Absolutely.
And it's like dorky, you know, nerdy looking Feinbaum in the deep South with these Alabama toothless fans.
There is, you know, like that region of the country, and I don't mean like just the South. I mean the Deep South, the Alabama, Auburn, like the Ole Miss, the Georgia, Tennessee, Clemson, not even quite Florida, right? Those are the most rationally irrational diehard fans in the entire country of any sport. There is nothing that compares to it. And that's why that show does so well.
Yeah. And they literally bleed it.
They do. They literally bleed. I think I saw a study that I think Alabama and Vandy have more ties since 1960 than Vandy has actual wins.
Here's this Bama caller giving a little warning to the first-year head coach.
It's pathetic. You better wake the hell up and realize where you at, because we don't play that down here, brother. You might get away with that in Washington, but down here in Alabama, we don't play that. We'll send a U-Haul to your ass if you lose to South Carolina. You better stop worrying about last week's game and get your ass focused on the game coming up at Alabama. The honeymoon's over. Wake the hell up. You know what KWB was talking last night, Paul? You know what this is equivalent to, brother? You know what this is equivalent to?
What's that?
This is equivalent to coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor. This is what this is equivalent to, Paul. And I say this for this. Me and K-Dub both agree. You could never trust her again. You might stay with her for the kid's sake, but you could never trust the woman again. And the same thing's true with Coach DeBoer. You can win a natty. We can't trust your ass now. You just proved that you can beat the best and lose to the worst in a two-week friggin' period. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. That's the ugliest little sister on the block. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. You just don't friggin' do it, dude.
Okay, so I've already asked Caitlin, Pepe, Bobby to get video clips of Bobby breaking his hand this morning. Jerry Jones with two separate clips. The fourth clip I need, Bobby just made some face during that audio. My Twitter's starting to go off. RJ and I have looked away from the TV screen, so something massive has just happened.
Right here, look at me.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't, but I won't.
Does it have to do with the Cowboys?
No. It's NFL.
Devontae just got dealt.
Somebody's been fired.
Let's guess.
Doug Peterson?
Nope.
Saleh?
Yep. Robert Saleh is out with the New York Jets. He's been fired.
Oh my gosh.
Breaking news on 105 Through the Fan, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today.
Does that,
I had to check like three times to make sure it was actually Schefter's account, but it is Schefter. ESPN sources: Jets fired head coach Robert Saleh, and then Jonathan Jones comes in, says the Jets have fired Saleh this morning.
Wow!
So is Rodgers just going to be the player coach?
There it is, right up there on ESPN now.
Whoa! All right, this is part of the beauty of live radio. Like my initial reaction before going home, thinking about it with topics tomorrow. Man, this makes Aaron Rodgers look bad. This makes him look like even more. Now, maybe Saleh was never fit to be that guy to begin with. He came across as spineless, but especially when Rodgers went in there. But all the lying about our relationship is great. We're in the different group text messages. What type of fingerprints does Aaron Rodgers have on this? You would have to assume
this
and think.
Him.
A ton.
It has to be.
I'd say all. And that also what that is.
Wow.
That's a gutless owner and GM too. That's what that is. You know, when you're an NFL owner.
Especially to give into a guy who's not playing well.
He's not playing well. He's 50 years old. Right? But when you're an NFL owner.
He's not even going to be there.
Yeah, you're an NFL owner. You're a billionaire. You're a head of Fortune 500 companies. You're an oil guy. You're a self-made for a lot of these guys. And you're going to let a player dictate who you hire. That is a gutless ownership. That's all that is. Dak Prescott is not going to dictate to Jerry Jones anything about the head coach.
Schefter just followed up, said they informed Saleh of their decision minutes ago. There will be a new head coach for Monday night's game versus Buffalo. Is this going to be Hackett? Oh, boy, if it's Hackett, then Rodgers definitely did it.
Who's their DC?
What have you heard about Salah? What did you think about him? I know you thought about him and thought he was like a joke throughout this process. What was talk about him?
People thought he was going to be a really good head coach.
This was San Francisco product.
Yeah, when he was coming out of San Francisco, people thought he was going to be a really good head coach and that he was, you know, one of these leaders of men, you know, Dan Campbell types, that he would be this guy. But he had so clearly gotten to a point since Aaron Rodgers got there of just anything to save my job, to the point that he'd become like spineless. And that was the issue, is that he would say something, Rodgers would counter it, and Green Bay was always strong enough to go, Aaron doesn't tell us what to do.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. This makes me have so much more respect for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
He didn't boss them around. Nope. They wouldn't even draft him a damn receiver.
No, there's a reason why Green Bay has maybe two teams have a better record than they do since 1990. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just granted, they've had Favre, Rodgers, and Love. Like, it's not like they've been in quarterback purgatory.
They drafted them.
But they drafted them, and they've done it right. I'm looking at their
and they drafted Love to tick Rodgers off and didn't care.
Yeah. So it's Brant Boyer is their special teams coach. Oh. Jeff Ulbrich is their DC. And no, Hackett.
Let it be Hackett.
It can't be Ulbrich. I think it's got to be Hackett.
I'm looking at their coaching staff. I mean,
he can't call plays. May as well see if he can be a head coach.
He's the only one you've ever heard of. You know, not that matters.
It doesn't matter.
But like, I mean, he's got the experience for sure.
But the line, this makes me also triple down. I've gone back and forth on Rodgers a ton, like a lot of people have. Like, okay, he's intelligent. And is he just a winner? Is he football brilliant? Is he just an ass? Is he arrogant? Is he unlikable? Is it an unfair rap? And this just makes me triple down on what a problem and pain in the rear end and headache he had. And a liar, right? Like, now, I guess you have to, right, publicly, but
yeah.
After these things took place, I'd be like, all right, they kind of stabilized the friendship with their quotes and their statements to the press of, well, no, we're good. We're good. And Woody Johnson, you are a clown. You should sell. You do not need to have any type of NFL franchise within your sight line. And now the New York Mets. I wonder if New York, like the Mets, do well and even more heat on the Jets because they're always associated together as jokes, and the Mets are balling out right now. Mm-hmm. The Jets, Woody Johnson's a clown. He doesn't get enough heat.
Look, the
nationally. Let's continue this. Breaking news, Robert Saleh is out. Leftover keg around the NFL, and the breaking news taking place right here on Sean and RJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In case you were just joining us, we take some pride on this radio station and this show of bringing you stories when we think you need to know them, which is immediately, not talking about them 4 days later after a movie review from the 1970s. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Pepe back with us in the breaking news that took place in the last segment. The New York Jets have fired Robert Saleh. We now have the replacement. Schefter says it is defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich being named the Jets interim head coach. What a freaking dream for ESPN, as they really treat the Jets second to the Cowboys. I can't stand it. It's part of the reason I can't stand Mike Greenberg. I'm like, no, Mike Greenberg's offered as a guest on this show. We're not taking him. But their dream was dying slowly as the Jets offense was dying slowly. And Woody Johnson, the owner, said, nope. We're going to go ahead and maintain some of this talk in these headlines. What's the report from Rich Cimini?
He had said that this was basically, this move had come from the loss to the Broncos. He said he was surprised, thought they would give it another week or two, but he said the loss to the Broncos kind of shook the foundation a little bit in the building. And then London came around, they lost that game, and they just ran out of patience. But it still seems to have surprised even Jets beat reporters that this move was made right now.
How is Robert Saleh responsible for what that team did not do offensively against the Broncos? How's Robert Saleh responsible? Now, I'm not going to defend, I don't know, the behind the scenes, the leadership, and just giving in to Rodgers and not having a backbone, or the cadence fight and all that crap. But how did he throw the three picks against the Minnesota Vikings? How Robert Saleh do? How's Nathaniel Hackett not the first one to go, the first fire? Why? Because that's A-Rod's boy. Because he's protected.
When he was stood up there in that press conference and had that little pursed his lips, went, yeah, I don't think the cadence is a problem. Yeah. As soon as that happens, like, he's done.
Or you could fix it. He's like, yeah, there's one way to do it. Yeah, or you could just fix it.
Start a clock on Saleh's job as soon as that happened.
I'm sorry, Peyton was in my headphones. Can you repeat what you just said?
I was just saying that as soon as Rodgers pursed his lips and went, yeah, I don't think the cadence is the problem, that was, it's like, okay, you're done. You've clearly angered him too much. Will Brinson, our drinking buddy from the Super Bowl a couple years ago, tweeted, he said, if the Jets fired their head coach, why is Aaron Rodgers still listed on the roster? Because that's what it is. Aaron Rodgers is your head coach. It has been for the last year, even while he's been off away doing ayahuasca or whatever he does.
Jets are third in defensive yards allowed. That's Saleh's specialty. That's his side of the ball.
It is. Third. They have a very good defense. They got a ton of talent. So he's done a great job with that. It is his specialty.
And they're scoring 18 a game.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we know how it is for the head coach. I mean, it's about the wins and losses. And
yeah, but the wins aren't taking place because of the offense.
They're not. But also, has he lost the team? Or has he lost the offense? You know, like, is the whole... Did they lose to Denver based on decisions, either decisions that he made or a lack of preparation? You know, all those things, that he can prepare the defense really well, but if he doesn't prepare the football team really well,
no,
that's going to reflect, you know,
but
on
him. The Denver game can't be put on anyone else. They lost 10-9. I can't hear it. And again, I don't know about Saleh. Maybe he did lose the team. He was a doormat. That was clear. But this is pointed right at the offense to me.
Well, and maybe Jets ownership views it as like, we need somebody who, you know, as much as it feels like they let Rodgers run the building, maybe they're like, dude, that's your job to kind of keep the quarterback in control if you're the head coach. And you're not. And he doesn't respect you. And so we've got to figure something out here. Ulbricht, if all the players respect him, I would assume that includes Rodgers. Like, is Ulbricht going to do the same thing? We'll find out really quick if he's going to say, well, you know, I mean, whatever Aaron says. Or if he'll say, yeah, look, I mean, Aaron's got to be better. Or Aaron needs to do this. Like LaFleur and others have done throughout time.
Yeah.
You sounded kind of stunned that the DC got promoted.
Yeah, I mean, only from the standpoint that it's like Rodgers is such a prominent figure there, and he's a Hackett guy, and Hackett has done the job before. Not that it matters, but yeah.
Aaron's like, I can't lose you as the voice in my ear. I just need you to be the voice in my ear, not for the entire football team. So I need you to stay calling the plays.
That would not surprise me if he didn't say that.
You cannot inspire anything by promoting Nathaniel Hackett after what happened with him in Denver as the head coach. I love it. I love it. I'm glad it's burning right to the ground. I love it. And I can't wait for Rodgers. What's he going to do? Let's predict what he's going to say in terms of taking accountability on this. Did you speak with Woody Johnson about this? Did Woody Johnson ask you what you thought and what did you say? What's the answer?
Man.
Because he hasn't gotten hype yet with the New York media. This is a Bryce Harper kiss-ass thing where Bryce took off his Cowboy jersey and burned it to be a little simp for Philly. I love you, EO. You guys are real fans. Oh, my God. I'm going to switch on over. And Aaron Rodgers has kind of been doing that. He's been playing nice with the New York media, I have felt like so far. Will this get testy? What is he going to say when he's asked about it? Is he just going to be like, it's just difficult decisions. Just, you know, life is rough. I feel bad for Rob.
He might.
You know, we've all let him down. I loved Bay Area Bobby. You know, we were close. We were buddies.
Did Woody Johnson ask you for your input in the last week?
No. Those aren't the type of conversations I have. I'm too busy, you know, prepping for a football game to be worrying about those sort of conversations.
And he shouldn't say yes either. You can't say yes.
Is it better to say yes and admit the truth or have everyone know behind the scenes?
Plausible deniability, right? There's that. I mean, like the player, would the players in the locker room know?
Yeah, well, the players probably already know anyway, right? Whether Salah needed to go.
It's the guy who said, I'm immunized. Like he'll have some technicality answer that's like,
I have conversations all the time. He's with the owner.
Yeah. We talk about a lot of stuff. We were talking just last week about seeing the Grateful Dead. Like there's that kind of stuff that he'll.
Are they still touring?
I don't know. He'll give an answer.
Oasis.
That's not an answer.
All right. So there it is. Anything else before we move on? Who do they have coming up? I hope this thing just continues to disintegrate. All right. They got Buffalo.
Buffalo can't get out of their own way right now.
Buffalo at Pittsburgh. At New England, Texans, at Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks.
That's not easy.
I don't know who you hire there either. Like maybe this is a Jeff Ulbricht audition, but
I would not want that job.
Is this the last year? Do we think this is Aaron Rodgers' last year?
Who knows?
So let's assume
the answers are in the cave.
Let's assume it is his last year.
Well, it depends what type of, you know, how strong are the shrooms?
Yeah.
What are they telling him?
Yep.
Is it like 96?
My assumption is this is his last year, especially if they finish like 4-13.
I'll agree.
So who do you got? Like at that point, I don't know who you go and hire.
How good is the quarterback draft pick? Forget about that. That's not fun. Rodgers comes back for one more year. Who takes that job?
He'll be like, you know what? Had a lot of success with Big Mike. Why don't we see if we can
bring the old band back together?
One more time.
Did you set that whole thing up?
No, I just it just popped into my head.
Did you set that up right there?
Nope.
Belichick is trending. He hates the Jets, doesn't he?
Yes. He does, but yes. Kevin Clark, as he points out, he said everyone always says Belichick wouldn't coach a team because he hates the Jets, but doesn't hating the Jets mean you're true, real deal Jets fan? It's accurate. They're just like the Mets fans, like Choppy was talking about the other day, so miserable. A self-loathing Jets fan would coach them.
They're just self-loathing. They're just waiting for things to happen. Bad.
People are throwing out Vrabel's name already as somebody who could do it.
Yeah.
Only the Jets in an offensive era would just continue to hire defensive coaches. Only the
Robert Saleh had 6 different starting quarterbacks during his time with the Jets, according to Adam Schefter. Zach Wilson, Mike White, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Trevor Siemian, and Tim Boyle.
Who else was there besides Darnold? Because I thought I heard someone say 2 former Jets quarterbacks are now thriving.
Go through that list again. I'm sorry.
It was, well, Flacco, Trevor Siemian, Tim Boyle, Aaron Rodgers, Mike White, Zach Wilson.
There it is.
Geno and Darnold. Yeah.
And Flacco, to be honest.
And Flacco.
Have they, look, I know this is New York. No one gives a crap, but I'm just curious because you grew up there. Jets, Mets, circus slash incompetence. Has there been a clear leader in the clubhouse and people think of the Jets as definitely worse?
Oh, it's not even close.
Is Woody Johnson treated like, you know, Dan Snyder from where I grew up? Or Woody Johnson compared to Dolan Heat?
Oh, Dolan. Dolan for sure.
Right?
Because also the Knicks have more fans because the Jets fans are split. Yeah, the football fans are split. The Knicks have far more fans. The Knicks might have more fans than the Yankees only because there's only one real team. Like, the Nets don't really count.
And their GM, over to you on this, you probably
Joe
know more.
Douglas, right?
Isn't Joe Douglas a guy who has been awful and should have been gone? How long has he stuck around?
Yeah, so Joe Douglas is...
Is Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson's Nathaniel Hackett?
So Joe Douglas has been there. Man, it feels like he's been there longer than that. He's been there since 2019. But a big part of what he got credit for was what he did in Philadelphia with Howie. And so he got a little bit of that Howie shine. Now,
they have built a good defense. I mean, he has done a good job building the defense.
They have. And look, I mean, the Jets sold their soul for Aaron Rodgers. And they, in the last 2 years, have decided we will defer anything to him and what he wants.
It is a good roster. But even offensively, they've got, you know, good Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, running back. They've got good players. They can't figure out their offensive line, and they can't figure out their quarterback right now.
Knowing the Jets as you do, does this set up a total? They were already going to oversell or overbuy, in my opinion. Is this now a complete overbuy for Devontae?
Oh yeah, I think now that you got Saleh out of there, and on the surface it seems like Aaron's running the organization,
right?
That would tell me that Aaron's going to push even harder to get Devontae.
If you go and get Devontae Adams, then there is no question anymore. You are the 2000 Washington Redskins. You went out and bought a bunch of old players and were like, oh, we're going to make this work and we're going to slap together and we're going to be awesome. And it just is nothing, complete with firing your coach in the middle of the season.
So are you saying you think this could be more attractive to Devontae being more Aaron's team or less attractive because right now it looks like a mess? You're Devontae Adams. You running away or faster to New York?
Common sense
would tell you away.
I would think away.
Faster, because he already hates head coaches too. He's like, Aaron and I can run it. We can get the organization exactly the way we want it. And so, I'm all about it.
All right, there it is. The breaking news. We finally got a breaking news story.
Take that, Kainsey.
Phenomenal job of covering it, I thought. Yeah, take that. Let's crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece. Robert Saleh is out as the head coach of the Jets. Crosstalk with the fellas is next.
Chiefs in a power pistol look here. They will shift to Kelsey. Kelsey's in a wildcat position. And to give it off to Worthy on the right side. Worthy sneaks into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on an RPO handoff from Travis Kelsey.
Obviously, Chiefs Radio with the call as they stay undefeated. The New Orleans Saints dropping three straight. So factor in that Cowboys beatdown. Derek Carr banged up in that game as well. It's time for Crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, fellas. Corey, what's coming up?
Right out of the gate, we power rank the power rankings, and then at 10:22, Kevin asks all of the football questions today.
So why is the Chiefs' red zone offense so terrible?
What do you mean?
I like the honesty of that timestamp. 10:22. You know you're not getting back at 10:20. I like that.
That is good.
When the segment's supposed to be.
Are you like Bobby now and just instead of complimenting the two-time, the back-to-back champs, you're just trying to poke holes in Kansas City's three-peat?
Can it be both? Can't you say, wow, they're one of only two undefeated teams, and also their red zone offense looks like our red zone offense.
Yeah, Bobby's taking it a little stronger where it sounds like he does not think that they can win the championship.
Oh.
You want to go there?
Oh, hold on.
I'm not prepared to say
they're capable of it. Here's the thing. Someone else
just got fired?
No.
Oh.
Kevin said they're just like ours. Currently, as touchdowns are concerned, the Cowboys are 22nd in the red zone scoring touchdowns.
Oh, the Chiefs are 30th.
The Chiefs are 30th.
You
sure? So it's not just like ours. We're actually
better.
You sure
you want Kevin to ask the football question?
So maybe we're better than the Chiefs.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Jerry told me.
My whole thing is just like, it's the same thing as like we ran into last year with Philly. where Philly's coming off the Super Bowl. Philly is undefeated, quote unquote, through 9 weeks or whatever they were. And it's like, yeah, but they're, it's not that. Like, that's not the same team. And then it crumbles. Like, right now, if nothing changes with Kansas City, if this is the team they are putting out there for the rest of the year, it will similarly crumble at the back end of the year because they're not sustainable the way they're playing.
What you're missing, and I see your point with Philly, but Philly had never and has never had a sustained run of not success, because they've had success, excellence.
Yeah.
This is as Kansas bad City, as this is as bad as we've seen Mahomes start a season.
We've seen like the Patriots in the Brady era have a similar 4 or 5 weeks. They don't look great. Yeah. Everyone writes them off, yeah. And then all of a sudden you look up and now they're putting up 42.
Fine.
You know what I mean?
It's fine. Like acknowledge though that it's going to take a bounce back for them to be that team. That if this is the team we're getting, this is not a Super Bowl team.
But the assumption is they are going to be that team because they always are.
We're assuming that they improve.
That they improve and yes. They bounce back. Fine. But I'm saying the team that we've seen right now, if this is the team they are, that I'm saying that we can't just say because they're 5-0, this is clearly the best team in football right now. They're not playing like
it. No, but you have Patrick Mahomes who at any point is going to become, he's going to wake up, oh, look at me, I'm Patrick Mahomes still. Yay.
I'm just saying, let's not make the Alabama mistake in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Let's see your hand. And let's see the other one.
Not broken.
Not broken.
Did fine. You test it? You tested it.
It's a little. It is a little more swollen on this side.
No. I have a hypochondriac in my house, and he's always like constantly. Dad, is it this? Is it that? So I've gone through all of it.
I mean,
Bobby, we've experienced this over time with him. Yeah, it's a little bruise, man. You're gonna be okay though.
It is bruising.
And here's what I would say to Lucy. Do we need to cut it off? Is that what we need to do? Yeah, and she's always like, why do you always say that, Dad? Because my dad used to say that.
Plus, that's not the cure for a broken hand is to cut it off.
Cut it off, and we can be without it. And they're like, what usually happens is they go, nah, it's fine.
Of course, the breaking news, in case you were just tuning in, Robert Saleh fired by the New York Jets. Your reaction to that?
Now Aaron Rodgers can be the head coach, and I think that's neat. Here's the question I would love
How about
to get
that
at.
Guy, Jeff Saturday? Let him coach again.
I mean, what difference does it make?
Would you rather LeBron or Aaron Rodgers like be quote. Your player coach?
LeBron, because he's still good. And that's the thing.
Yeah, but he's a really bad GM.
No, I agree with that. But Aaron Rodgers has the same stat line as Zach Wilson from last year. So I think that should be the question is, do you feel like your poor play facilitated this coach firing at all? Not did you facilitate it, because I heard what y'all say about his semantical dance around words and everything, but be like, did your bad play lead to this?
That he's more likely to admit to than him telling Woody Johnson, than him saying he talked to Woody Johnson about it.
It's a shame when you like go all in with somebody who's just not good enough.
Or young enough. Yeah.
That's true.
And doggone it, people don't like him.
That's very true.
And they did go all in for that move. And that move, like, that's why the owner GM has to go ahead and fire the coach, because we made so much of a drastic move to get the player. There's no way we can get rid of the player.
The Raiders are going to clean up on this.
They get like 3-1s.
They really are. The Jets, they're just going to overpay even more now. They have to. Right?
Yeah.
You have to dig in even more.
If Aaron's dictating it, especially, because I don't care. I'm not going to be here for those draft picks. Give them up.
So I was going to say, so nobody in that organization is going to be like, I don't know, dude. I think that's we're not good enough even with that player to do anything.
We have 18 months of evidence that nobody says, I don't know, to Aaron Rodgers. They say, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll have another.
Who was the favorite? Where was he? See if you can find a choppy, the order of coaches to be fired and what you could have gotten him at last week. Solid.
I know Doug Peterson was the number one for the last few weeks.
I bet you could have got a pretty good number on that.
No, Saleh had to be up there.
I bet you still got like 7 or 8 to 1.
On Odd Shark last week, it was Doug Peterson was +150, so almost even money.
Saleh was +400.
I have a 5 here, but yeah. Okay. But then
4 or 5.
Then Sirianni, and then Stefanski, then McCarthy.
Like okay.
10 to 1.
All right. Let's relive what almost broke Bobby's hand. I would like you to explain it to Kevin Hagelin, a member of the SEC fan family.
Well, again, it's being twisted a little bit.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Because the initial trolling about the SEC that I was doing to RJ Choppy was a completely separate argument from the one that had me Hulk smashing the console.
Not there. A Hulk smash. It's a Sean smash.
And so...
Those hands.
It was
what was the initial one, and what did it turn into?
I just kept saying initial trolling.
Yeah, the initial trolling, which he was getting annoyed with, which was the whole point, was that the SEC can now call themselves a Power Five conference because Texas is here and giving some legitimacy to their legacy teams that are just, you know, garbage.
Wow.
So that was the whole thing that started there. What got me actually going was then when he started, we got down a different discussion about Alabama and how great they are or whatever else. And I was like, no, this is the last 2 to 3 years. Alabama has not been the Alabama of old. And everybody's talking about them like they are just as great as they've always been. They should have never been number one.
No, you're making it up. You're making up the narrative, Dolphin. You're making it up. You're acting like everyone thinks they're as invincible as the Saban team.
I'll pull the quotes of them saying last year it was the number one team they've ever had.
Pull whatever you want. No one's talking about them like that. You're making it up.
No one's talking about
it. You're twisting your own little narrative about it, and then you want to bang and throw your little hissy fits, and you think because you can yell and scream louder
that I'm going to sit here and shut up about it.
You're just creating it.
Every damn year.
And you ended up losing on your Final Four argument last year. Then you wanted to act like the game that they actually played shouldn't matter, so why even play the games? Because Bobby Belt thinks that Alabama doesn't belong, so why even play the SEC championship? We should just not even include it on the schedule. They go out, they handle their business, they win, they belong in there, they didn't end up winning it, so you think you can win the argument in the end, which you don't, so you're 0 for life.
If you wanted to say that Florida State deserved to be in over Alabama, you would have had a much better argument than Georgia last year. Alabama literally beat Georgia the week before, the day before.
They don't play the game.
What's the point of playing the game?
Yeah. What does it matter? In your world, Pat Mahomes would just be given the title. You know, like, why play the game? He's just going to turn on. That's the Bobby Belt world versus judging the first 5 minutes
ago.
Versus just judging the because it was a dumb argument.
Yeah,
that was dumb too. So you still haven't won anything.
And here we are. They're in overtime in the Final Four against the team that won the eventual national championship. Like, that pretty much validates their existence in that game. To me, if you're in overtime against that team, you're validated.
Buckets.
Yeah, Buckets is coming up at 10:40 today.
Oh, that's
baseball, fair. Baseball
that's
bucket
my favorite
Corey
tease
Majors.
Right there.
We'll have that. And Kevin, who did say that Alabama didn't deserve to be number one and that Texas should have couldn't? Did you just stay
you.
There?
Yeah, get a win on that, Bobby. There's a rare win.
I would not have had a problem if Texas stayed number one, but... You're Alabama, you beat, the number two team in the nation, and you were up 28-0. That's regardless of what happened after that, that's kind of a statement.
Can you get punished on bye week, though?
Well, they weren't on bye week.
Well, yeah, they beat Monroe, Louisiana Monroe.
No, Mississippi State.
By
22?
Yeah.
Which is an SEC team, and that's basically not playing a game.
It's a good, they're a lower level, but it was a home game. You know, if they do that on the road, that's much more impressive. You'll find
what do you
this
think
out.
It is about? Why do you think he hates the SEC? It doesn't make any sense. You're a Longhorn fan and a Cowboy fan in part because of, like, popularity and arrogance and thinking you're better than everybody else. That goes along with Texas and the Dallas Cowboys. But then you figure in joining the conference of those people that it would be a perfect fit and match, but he's rebelling.
I think what he doesn't like is that the conference has it just genuflected to the Longhorns.
The Longhorns.
And they put him kind of in their place. Like, hey, you're just on the team here.
Yes.
You're on the same level as Vandy.
He wants them to treat them like Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And they're like, no, the SEC is the Green Bay Packers, and he wants them to be the New York Jets.
Right.
That's it. We solved it.
Bobby, what is that sound accurate?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no, just give my one-word answers and I'll pout. Just go walk out then. Just go walk out and do your GDs in the hallway. And
I'm saying, what's it going to be? What do you want to do? You want me to, like,
do radio. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah, you want me to come back around and then just, like, start shutting it down? It's the same discussion we've had for 3 hours. It's the same discussion we've had for a year. So, which is the whole Alabama discussion that we had. We had that whole talk last year and that whole thing, like, we went through that whole thing leading up to it where the claim was for two consecutive weeks, I've still got the audio of this is the greatest Alabama team of all time. It was considered the greatest of all time.
From who?
Who said that?
Right here.
I never said this was the greatest Alabama
okay,
team of all
pull
time.
It. I'll pull it. We'll play it tomorrow.
You're mad
and
because
then we'll
you're,
have it shut down. You're, oh, it's so petty. You went and found the clip.
You're that's mad what, because you tried to bury Saban.
When I get the evidence for what you guys told me to argue.
You're mad because you tried to bury Saban and he stuck the finger right up you know what and you end up looking stupid about it. So instead of, which you are incapable of doing, admitting I missed, they made the playoff, you have to desperately search. Take your Adderall and stay up until 2 a.m. so you're late. So you can figure out and try to find all the ways to not admit that you were wrong and you were incorrect so you can come in here and then get worked up and think you can out-scream everyone because you can't, just can't boil it down to I was wrong about Alabama and you just were and Saban stuck it in your face and because they can't win they didn't win the title you think that you're out and it's not because I have a memory in here
and I'll tell you this, you can play any bitty audio you want with your ability to use AI. I ain't believing it anyway.
That's right. We got you. You screwed yourself again.
You never should have showed us your AI abilities.
The KNC masterpiece next on 105. High five, Chop. Knuckle buzz.
Hey, I like knuckleballs.
KNC next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.